Welcome to episode 257 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Colossians 1 verses 3 to 11. We always pray for you, and we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which come from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. You have had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the gospel, or good news. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. You learned about the good news from Epaphras, our beloved co-worker. He is Christ's faithful servant, and he's helping us on your behalf. He has told us about the love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. So we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you'll grow as you learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so that you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy.
But what if we could be a people on our knees, as one before the King, 'cause we believe.
Today's top 10 list.
10 lessons from Paul praying on behalf of the Colossians.
Number 1.
Paul indicates that he begins his prayers on behalf of the Colossians by addressing God the Father. He could have said something like, Heavenly Father. However, he uses the phrase, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul exalts Jesus from the very beginning of the epistle to combat an error in Colossae. Lord means Jesus is divine, that he is deity, that he is master and ruler. Jesus is his personal name, which means salvation is from God. Christ means Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one.
Number 2.
Far too often Christians begin their prayers asking God for something. Paul starts his prayer thanking God. It is a prayer full of gratitude. This ought to be an example for us.
Number 3.
In Colossians 1 verse 4, Paul mentions two of the reasons that he's offering thankfulness to God. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints. The faith in Christ Jesus refers to the Christians believing in, trusting, and obeying Jesus. The love for all the saints is an affirmation of the believers having regard for each other. Christians then and Christians today must demonstrate their faith and show their love.
Number 4.
Colossians 1 verse 5 teaches why the saints of Colossae would have been motivated to demonstrate their faith and show their love. The verse says, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. The word hope means desire with expectation. Faithful and loving Christians can have the desire and expectation to go to heaven and live with God and Christ throughout eternity. Heaven is laid up. Heaven is waiting for those who will prepare themselves for it. One can learn of this hope and how to get to heaven by hearing the word and by obeying the truth of the gospel. God's word is the only revelation which offers real hope. There is no hope to be found in the wisdom of the world or in false teaching. The Christian's hope is a reason for believers to continue in faith and love. Hope helps a person to live better because it gives meaning to living for Christ. There is a reward coming that is worth the effort. That reward is eternal life in heaven.
Number 5.
Colossians 1 verse 6 teaches that the gospel will bear fruit when people hear and obey it. The verse says, which has come to you as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit as it is among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. The gospel is offered, and it may be accepted or rejected. Men are lost because they have sinned. They can be saved only through obedience to the gospel.
Number 6.
Colossians 1 verse 7 says, as you also learn from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf. In Philemon, we learn that Epaphras is visiting Paul in the prison at Rome. It appears that this missionary had established and or had been working with the church at Colossae. Most likely, Paul learned some good things about the Colossians from Epaphras. Epaphras is described as a faithful minister. A minister is one who serves. Each of us, whatever our role, can be engaged in Christian service.
Number 7.
In referring to Epaphras, Paul says that he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. Love in the Spirit refers to saints or Christians loving one another according to the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit as captured throughout the New Testament, notably 1 Corinthians 13. Remember that Paul commended the Colossians for loving all the saints? It seems that they may have taken to heart the teaching from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 verses 46 to 47. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that?
Number 8.
In Colossians 1 verse 9, we learn that Paul has prayed that the believers will have a knowledge of his will, informed by a true spiritual understanding. To know God and what he requires of us is our first responsibility.
Number 9.
In verse 10, Paul says that he has prayed that they will live according to the same knowledge they received, living out a walk worthy of the Lord. This is a familiar pattern repeated over and over again in the New Testament. Our walk is based on our knowledge of God and our understanding of his will. Verse 11 speaks of being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. As we walk worthy of the Lord, his strength is there to help us meet all of life's challenges and to endure and overcome problems with circumstances, patience, and people, endurance, with joy.
Number 10.
Paul begins in Colossians 1 verse 3 with this. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Though he has never met most of them, the Christians of Colossae are on Paul's prayer list. He prays for them not only often, but always. Who should be on your prayer list? Do you have a heart for new believers who may be strangers to you? Not only does Paul model for us the importance of praying for others, he also teaches the importance of persistence in prayer when he says praying always for you. Father, thank you for the lessons about how we should pray from the prayer of Paul on behalf of the Colossians. May we apply these lessons to our lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.